there's a better place to get your podcasts. GCNLive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNLive.com.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
The only thing we have to fear is fear itself.
I'm not a crook.
If you like your health care plan, you'll be able to keep your health care plan.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, fire.
You're listening to Jim Paris Live, your source for the latest news on money, politics, prophecy, and preparedness. And now your host, the editor-in-chief of ChristianMoney.com and the author of more than 30 books, Jim Paris.
All right, welcome to hour number two of the broadcast. Jim Paris here with you live on Sunday nights, and this is going to be a great hour. It really is. We talk about a lot of different topics, don't we? We talk about UFOs. We talk about the JFK assassination, Bible prophecy. We get into it all. And tonight is a really important night because, according to my research, more than 40 million Americans now have student loans. And the amount of total student loan debt is more than $1.2 trillion. And there is so much to talk about with this. We are flooded with emails from people every single week that have one problem or another with student loans. And it's just gone insane. And so the one guy that we go to, his name is Jan Miller. He's a student loan consultant and student loan expert. And Jan Miller, good to have you with us, sir.
Thank you. It's good to be on.
Hey, I wanted to ask you, someone was quizzing me if you have a book out or anything like that.
You know, it's a good question. I know I get a lot of pressure to write an e-book or a book of some nature, and I can't seem to free myself enough time to do that, but that will happen someday. But
well, there you go. See, there's your New Year's resolution right there, Jan.
Right.
You need to write a book, because I have people that want to buy your book that has yet to be written yet. So that's a good thing. There's pent up demand out there for your book, which you haven't written yet. Okay, so let me start by asking you about something that I was talking about in the earlier hour. I am really furious about some of the salaries that these college presidents are making. We gave a couple of examples in the earlier hour. One gentleman, Northeastern president, and then University of Chicago. These guys are making like $2-3 million, some of these college presidents. A lot of them are making $500,000-700,000. What do you think is happening, like, in the landscape of college? I mean, even for example, right here in Florida, it used to be that if you went to a public university, that a young person could do that without borrowing any money. You could get a little fast food job, live with your parents, or even have a small, you know, a dorm room or whatnot, and it would be a three-figure amount of money. It was like hundreds of dollars for tuition, and now kids are graduating from University of Central Florida as a regular thing with $60,000-70,000 or more in student loan debt. And a lot of parts of the country, that's low. Some folks are graduating with like $100,000 or more in student loan debt. What is happening, and how did we get here to where this everything has so many zeros after it?
Well, yeah, it's a good point. You know, I tell people that often that the problem really with student loan debt has very little to do with the fact that there are student loans, rather than just the cost of tuition itself, and, you know, really skyrocketing. I think the last figure I saw was like a 6% increase per year. I guess that's, it appears that that's going to pad the president's salary, but you know, there are,
yeah,
you know, I don't know. It depends on the school, but the yeah. So I mean, it really is getting expensive to go to school, and six-figure debts, I can tell you from my end of things, where a majority of my clients are actually, you know, I have clients from zero on up, but a majority have six-figure debt. For example, you know, Drexel University has a program where you can work through, graduate in 5 years and you spend 1 year of hands-on work experience where you actually can, afford to make a little bit of money back, and they still come out with six-figure.
So what do they do? Like wash the president's car and clean the elevators at his house and that kind of thing? Is that the kind of work they do? Are these servants for the? Go ahead.
Yeah, that'd be nice. Yeah, I went in the wrong line of business here. I got to go on the other side. But no, they actually do work within the field that they're studying, so they get kind of on the job training. It's a great program, but it's an example of the fact that even despite making money through that program in college, they still end up with a huge amount of debt, and just one of many examples. And one of the main reasons cited for the increase in tuition is the fact that government assistance hasn't kept up with the rate of inflation. So the schools are not getting the same type of assistance they used to in proportion to what their costs are. So that's, what the schools would tell you. but as you see, and there are additional technology needs that schools have that they didn't in the past, and infrastructure is expensive. But it's hard to justify the rate at which it's increasing. I do think it needs to be looked into a little more deeply.
Yeah, especially when you look at what these, college presidents. So here it is. University of Chicago, Robert Zimmer, compensation $2,756,000. And yet there are kids begging, borrowing, stealing, whatever, hitting up their grandparents to co-sign loans, all this weird stuff to be able to come up with the money. The guy makes $2.7 million, and he's not the only one. There are others. We've got Northeastern University President Joseph Ayoun earns $2,914,000. And like I said in the first hour, what, couldn't they find someone to do it for $2.8 million? They ran an ad like in Craigslist or in monster.com and said, be the president of Northeastern University. Maybe you've got to have an MBA, maybe a fundraising background or whatever. And they said, we'll pay $2.8 million. Couldn't get anybody, so they bumped this guy up to $2.9 million and kept him on here. It's hard to see those numbers, Jan, and feel okay about it. I've got the newspaper here. This is the Orlando Sentinel that I picked up because I knew you were going to be with us. This is from a few days ago. This is the December 30th issue. And just below the fold here on the front page, it says, most college students now on the six-year plan. And the idea of a four-year degree is sort of passe. It sounds like people just can't afford to do it in 4 years. And I don't think this is a bad thing. What they talk about here is how people are taking 6 years, and that gives them a chance to maybe take less classes and work and kind of more of a pay-as-you-go approach. What are your thoughts on that?
Well, yeah, I mean, that's if you're taking 6 years just to get your bachelor's, what I tell a lot of my clients who have, especially if they have kids coming up who haven't gone to school yet, they're about to, in addition to their kids who are, because I have clients who actually have, they have several family members, and some are in school, some out, some just about to go into school. And I really think it's important that, you really take some time and look at what you're doing there, and you have a real passion for what you're doing. So it's not just about whether the numbers add up. Well, if you're going to go to farm tech school, pharmacy tech or whatever, and you're supposed to make, a certain amount of money afterwards, there's a certain amount of planning you can do depending on what, the career you're going into will afford you afterwards, and how much debt you can take out in relationship to it. But in addition to that, you are investing in your future, and gosh, I hope you get something out of it other than just a return on investment financially.
Yeah, because a lot of people have raised the question, hey, if you're going to have $100,000 debt or $150,000 debt, maybe it would be better if your family just bought you a house and you never went to college. You got mortgage-free house, and you could work at 7-Eleven and be good. I mean, life could still be good, and you get discounted slushies as well. All right, his name is Jan Miller. He's a student loan expert. We're going to talk about student loan forgiveness, income-based repayment, all of that and more. Stay tuned.
He became a millionaire by the age of 30, but ended up in bankruptcy, losing it all by the age of 40. The amazing story of one man driven to the brink of death after becoming the victim of an embezzlement scheme. After planning his own suicide, he turned to God and discovered a secret so powerful that it changed his life forever. How to Pray for a Financial Miracle is more than just one man's story of beating the odds and rebuilding his life after a total financial collapse. It's a book that reveals a life-changing prayer method that anyone can use to find hope during life's darkest financial trials. You will learn how to enlist God's help in solving your financial problems, the biggest prayer mistake most people make when approaching God with a financial need, how prayer can provide you with immediate answers and direction to your most pressing financial issues, How to Pray for a Financial Miracle, an Amazon.com bestseller from James L. Paris, the editor of ChristianMoney.com. How to Pray for a Financial Miracle, available in paperback or for Kindle from Amazon.com.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it. So decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Hi, my name is DeRay. Suffering from migraines, having Botox injections in my head and neck to alleviate pain, costing $1,500 out of my pocket. I discovered Dr. Ortman and Gentle Touch Chiropractic Adjustment called NUCA. I'm migraine-free since my first adjustment. Thanks for giving me my life back, Dr. Ortman. I wish they prescribed you instead of Botox.
Thanks, DeRay. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the solution. We design a nutritional supplement program the body can handle, actually absorb, providing nutrients targeting the problem area. Between NUCA and nutrition, we will have you on the road to a faster and more permanent recovery. Look us up on the web at drortman.com or call 952-303-9124. Let us help you feel better faster. Wellspring Spinal Care at 952-303-9124. Again, that's 952-303-9124. Or on the web at drortman.com.
You are listening to Jim Paris Live.
Okay, we are back, and the website is ChristianMoney.com, and the blog is blog.christianmoney.com. And people are still flaming me over there about my Joel Osteen comments. So go check that out. You can take my side or those that are coming after me about my view about Joel Osteen and everything that's going on with all of that. Check it out over at the blog, blog.christianmoney.com. Our guest in this hour is Jan Miller. He is a student loan consultant. And let me tell you the easiest way to get in touch with him. He doesn't have a book to sell or anything like that. He is a real interesting guy because he's not a student loan person. He was in that side of things, but he's like a genius on student loans that you can go to and you can work with him directly on resolving your student loan problem. And if you want to find him, the easiest way is to go to Google and type in the words student loan consultant. Student loan consultant. And what you'll see there in the results. Now, usually when you Google something, there are some ads at the top, and that's the case here. So if you go there and you Google this, you're going to see a couple of ads, two or three ads above his actual website, which it says Miller Student Loan Consulting. It's the first, what we call in the internet business, organic search result. It's the first actual result. It's not an ad. So it's Miller Student Loan Consulting, and you can find it by just doing a Google search, student loan consultant, and then you'll see it there, Miller Student Loan Consulting. And Jan, I've got to tell people the story, and I did not ask this person if I could mention them on the radio or their relationship to me, so I'll leave it anonymous, but a person that is close to me, I'll leave it at that, I referred to you, and they were able to get all of their loans consolidated, the payment suspended for a year, and they're going to somehow get complete student loan forgiveness because they work for a nonprofit. So after a certain number of years, all of their remaining loan balance is forgiven. And it was amazing. I mean, you talk to them and all of a sudden, a few days later, paperwork started showing up for them and they signed things and sent things back, and the loans they had all disappeared and turned into loans with better rates, and they didn't have a payment for a year. And this was the first time that I actually got to hear some direct feedback from someone about what you actually did for them. And it was really amazing. And I just actually wonder, I mean, how are you even able to come on this show? Because what you did for them, I think people would be like scratching holes through your door to get to you to be able to help them. Tell people what it is that you actually do.
Yeah, sure. You know, that's one of the great parts about my job is one of what I do. I get to help people. And because of the complexity of student loans, I mean, that makes it, you know, difficult to for the average person to handle. I can actually, in almost every circumstance, in fact, I really haven't had a circumstance where I can't help someone resolve their issue. It's really never too late with student loans. So, you know, what I do is basically I handle a student loan portfolio, if you will. Somebody's, you know, a borrower's student loans or a family's student loans. I can, you know, sometimes the parents have plus loans or the kids all have loans and so forth. I basically handle it like a financial planner does. So it's kind of like a financial plan for student loans. I'll analyze your situation and I'll discuss what your needs are, and then I will put together, you know, a sound financial plan for your student loans to show you how to achieve your goals, keep the loans in good standing, keep your credit good, and at the same time manage your payment in such a way that, you know, you don't have to eat ramen noodles every morning for breakfast.
But I will eat ramen for lunch. It's pretty good for lunch. But
ramen for lunch is fine.
We lived on that in college, and it brings back some memories, the scent of that, you know. And when you're hungry, those ramen noodles can be very, very appetizing. So for people that to understand this, you used to be on the other side of the table then, right? You were like the car salesman, but now you're going to go with me to the car dealership and you're sitting with me, making sure that I get the best deal here. And you explained to me all my options. I've never heard of this before. I met you a year ago when you were on our show for the first time, year and a half ago. Are there lots of Jan Miller type people out there that do this? Because I've never heard of this.
Not really that do exactly what I do. There's a lot of debt relief agencies, and they have kind of a business model that's they're kind of a one-trick pony. They can Basically, their idea is to consolidate your loan and put you in an income-driven plan, and that's pretty much all they can do, which is about, 1% of all your options with student loans. Consolidation is a great idea in some circumstances, or, the timing of the consolidation can be more important. We're holding off, we're not doing it at all, and so forth. But as far as people who actually, and then also most of those companies, you're talking to sales reps who have 1 or 2 weeks of training. My background, of course, like you said, I worked for Nelnet, I've worked the U.S. Department of Education, I worked in the private side as well for Citibank and Discover Financial, and so I have a broad background in student loans, both on the federal and on the private side, and I can help people with both loans, with both types of loans. But, so as far as people who do that, I'm not sure there is, there are financial planners who, specialize in student loans, but I haven't seen one yet who actually has who's a real expert in student loans. Usually they're experts in financial planning, and then they have some knowledge on student loans.
And this is so confusing. This is so confusing to people, Jan, because this individual that I referred to, they have an advanced degree, and they could not navigate the different websites that they had tried to go on their own and figure this out. And they just couldn't figure this out. I mean, is this intentionally complicated by the people in the industry, or why can't it be easier than this? Like, press the green button to put all your loans into one loan. Press the red. I mean, it's sort of like dealing with the IRS, but like on steroids or something. It's many, many times more complex than that. At least it seems to me and to others that I've known that have tried to figure this stuff out. Is it really all that complicated?
Yeah, I often do relate it to the tax code, because it's really true. It's very, very complicated. The qualifications are all grandfathered. They've changed several times. So you may qualify for something that someone who took out their loans 4 or 5 years ago does not, and so forth. So it gets extremely complicated based on the dates you took out the loans. Each type of loan is different, and some qualify for certain types of deferments, others don't. Some students qualify for different income-driven programs than others do. And just the income-driven plans, by the way, which are the plans that base your payment off your income, those are so complicated just by themselves. The PDF pamphlet that the U.S. Department of Education offers on it is something like 26 pages long with hundreds of different question and answers on it. So it's,
oh boy, to me that sounds like something you would pass out at Guantanamo to like interrogate people. Like, read this and keep reading it, or tell us where the bomb is. I mean, that's how I would use it, something like that. All right, we've got a break coming up. Your call's coming next. 877-317-6432. Student loan expert Jan Miller, 877-317-6432. We'll be back.
A reporter is plunged into the dark world of money laundering and the worldwide crime network when he stumbles across a scam so big that his life is on the line. Now the true story can finally be told. An investigation that will take you across the globe to England, Eastern Europe, Australia, Panama, Africa, and New Zealand. How an international network of money launderers got away with more than $100 million stolen from the Christian community. Exposing the Ponzi Masters is the true account of one man determined to expose the truth and the legions that tried to stop him. A story so dark that you won't believe what you are reading. A story so important, it's being monitored by government agencies worldwide. Exposing the Ponzi Masters, a true crime expose from James L. Paris, the editor-in-chief of ChristianMoney.com. Exposing the Ponzi Masters, available on Kindle from Amazon.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
You're listening to Jim Paris Live.
All right, we are back, and my guest tonight is Jan Miller. He is a student loan expert, and his website, you can get there by going to Google and searching for student loan consultant. He is the first result below the ads. Don't click on the ads. Just look for Miller Student Loan Consulting. You'll see that in the results. It's the first actual result. That's student loan consultant is your search phrase. We are taking live questions tonight. So maybe you're listening and you have a loan. Maybe it's your kid. Maybe you co-signed. Maybe you're a grandparent and you signed. Maybe you defaulted. All of these kinds of different scenarios. Maybe you want to lower your payment. Maybe you want to consolidate into one loan. All of these different things are on the table. 877-317-6432. 877-317-6432, or we're taking questions by email, jim@christianmoney.com. Of course, remember the deal. If you want me to read your question on the air by email, include your city, jim@christianmoney.com, questions by email or questions over the phone, 877-317-6432. All right, Jan, so our first question is waiting for us here. Emailer from Chicago, where we have a lot of friends listening. They're making reference here to Corinthian College and a couple of other colleges where the college turned out to sort of like be a scam, I guess. And I guess in the case of Corinthian, the government is considering maybe just forgiving everyone all of their loans there, they're saying. What about some of these scammy kinds of schools, like the truck driving schools, the like pet grooming, all these kinds of schools that have popped up where people are? We have a school here in town, like in Daytona Beach, and it's something like, I don't know, $20,000 or $30,000 to go through their 9-month program to fix motorcycles. And then after that, most of the people can't get a job fixing motorcycles. Is there sort of like a get out of jail free card if the school you went to turns out to be bogus?
Yeah, there can be. And as you mentioned, that they may, you know, look at discharging the loan getting rid of the debt if the borrower was misled. It's kind of looked at almost as a case by case situation or school by school. And one recommendation that I can make to people is just kind of a quick, if they're wondering if they qualify for that, for example, is to contact their state's ombudsman, which is it's quite an unusual name, but ombudsman, and they're kind of like out of the student loan police, if you will. They'll make, if you have a complaint, you can make it with them, and they'll research and find out whether it's valid. So that's a quick way to find out.
Now, this is the ombudsman, but of what? Like, is there a website that they can find this person? Does every state have one of these individuals?
They do. So you can just Google it. Just Google the ombudsman of your state, whatever state you live in, and it'll come right up.
Okay, so I would just type in Florida ombudsman, ombudsman. All right.
Yeah.
That is it's a hard name to say too. All right.
Yeah.
Okay, there it is. Florida's, there's some different ones here though. There's like a condo ombudsman. There's some different ones here. But
you'd like the student loan in, yeah.
Okay, maybe I'll put student loan and see what happens. Okay, student loan ombudsman. And there it is. All right. Very cool. I did not know that. And so that's someone you could call to find out if that college that you went to say learn electronics, whether they were considered a scam and you're eligible for any kind of a benefit on that. Or will someone contact you? Will you get like a letter in the mail, like your car is being recalled? Will you get a letter or something as well?
The first thing you do, and this can be not only for that situation, but even if, let's say, for example, you have a loan and you feel like your payments haven't been applied properly, or you've been trying to get a deferment you think you qualify for, and you feel that whichever servicer owns your loan or whichever lender is not treating you properly, any circumstance like that, you can go to the ombudsman. And generally, when you go to that website, you'll fill out an online form and send it in, and then someone will contact you. It's usually the way that works.
All right. Now, this is coming in from Orlando, Florida. Orlando wants to know if you can discharge a student loan in bankruptcy. And I think I know the answer to this, but I want to add a few things here. They're saying that they understand that you historically cannot, but they heard from someone and even saw something on the internet saying that that is changing and that they might be able to discharge their student loans in bankruptcy. Anything happening on that?
Good question. That is a very misunderstood question. And it has been in the past answered, no, you can't discharge them under bankruptcy. That's actually not true. The correct answer would be it is just very, very difficult to get them to discharge it under bankruptcy. So you'd have to prove what's called undue hardship. And basically what that would mean is that you have to prove somehow that you are never going to be able to pay back that student loan, not just now, but ever.
So, I think a lot of people could probably do that based on the amount they owe.
Yeah, so it's possible. It's been done. The rules are pretty similar for both private and federal loan debt. Both private and federal loan debt is very difficult to have discharge under bankruptcy, but it is possible. So, again, it's going to be a battle in court.
And that would be a tough battle to win, from what I have seen. All right, so we've got our next question coming in here from Dallas, Texas. This is all about the income-based repayment. They want to know, whose income is it based on? Is it based on the kid's income, or the parent or grandparent, the cosigner for the loan? And they want to know, does the cosigner really owe the debt along with the student, or are they less, do they have less of a responsibility than the actual student themselves? So it's kind of two questions there.
Yeah, let me first clarify the cosigner a bit. Federal loans do not have cosigners. So there isn't a federal loan in existence that has a cosigner, unless you have a spousal loan, which they don't allow those anymore either. So that would be like a cosigner. But the debt is, you know, based on who the name is on the loan. So if it's a parent plus loan, then it's in the parent's name, and the income-driven plans or the income-based repayment, for example, is based off the parent's income. If it's, you know, Grad Plus or a Stafford loan or any other type of loan in the borrower's name, then it is based off of the borrower's income and his or her spouse, if that applies.
Wow, that's interesting. So parent plus, it actually could be that the parent or the grandparent solely have liability and the kid has no liability.
In every case, a parent plus loan is the sole liability of the parent themselves.
Wow, I did not know that. So what is the plus for? I thought the plus was like the kid plus the parent equals the loan. What does the plus apply to?
Yeah. The plus means that, you know, with the FAFSA, the child or the borrower qualifies for a certain amount of funding. If that's not enough to cover school and they can't get private loan debt, then they do have the possibility for the parent to take out additional loans, that's the plus, for the child. So the loans are in the parent's name, but they're for the child borrower.
Okay, that's interesting. And by the way, folks, you do not even know how many grandparents that I hear from that are signing for these loans. Is this something you're finding common, Jan, that the grandparents are coming to the table to sign now in place of parents in a lot of cases?
Yes, actually it's true. And especially, you know, and when it comes to co-signers, if you are a co-signer on the loan, that means it's a private loan.
Okay, very good. So we've got to take a break. When we come back, we're going to talk about the student loan default and how you can remedy a default and all that kind of stuff. Good information here. Stay tuned. We will be right back. Hi, this is Jim Paris, radio talk show host and editor of the website ChristianMoney.com. You may know me from my numerous appearances on the 700 Club. I was a multimillionaire by the age of 30, but ended up in bankruptcy by the age of 40. What I learned during my financial collapse was a revolutionary new way of praying for my finances, and it's revealed in my brand new book, How to Pray for a Financial Miracle. Now, the book has been endorsed by Dave Ramsey, former vice presidential candidate Wayne Allen Root, TV radio talk show host George Nori, and countless others. I want to send you a free 48-minute audio overview of the book. All I need you to do is call my office and leave your email address on my voicemail. The number to dial, 888-427-8755. 888-427-8755. Again, 888-427-8755.
I'm Kay Swirling from KSCO Radio in Santa Cruz. I'm 93 years old, and I'm a big fan of Alex Jones because he has the courage to speak his mind more than just about anyone I know. Alex is just as bothered as I am about all the advertising you hear for toxic prescription drugs that make you sicker, not healthy. I'd prefer to give my body all 90 essential nutrients it needs for life to prevent disease, not compound it. My favorite complete supplement is Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Youngevity, which I take every day along with EFA Plus and Beyond OsteoFX. I recommend you go online to InfoWarsTeam.com to purchase these products and make them part of your daily regimen to get healthy and live longer. InfoWarsTeam.com.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
In an unpredictable world, it's good to know you are in control of food, your greatest dependency. GoFoods are storable for 25 years, quick fix, non-GMO, kosher, health store quality food at discount store prices delivered to your door. GoFoods is there when you need it most. Feed your Frida packages available with up to 3 months of food for free. Call GoFoods at 1-800-648-9753 or on the web at www.storefoodnow.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
You are listening to Jim Paris Live.
All right, we are back, and my guest here, this is our final segment of the program this week, and it's good to be back. I took last week off, which was the first break I've taken since the summer. I took a week off in the summer. But when you only broadcast on a Sunday night, it's kind of weird. It's like, wow, I've been away from this microphone for 2 weeks. It's good to be back with you. Our last segment here, we're talking about student loans, and my guest is Jan Miller. And he's sort of a regular with us now. I told our producer to make sure he gets in the rotation at least a couple of times a year because he's helped so many of our people, and we just continue to mention his name as people contact us. And producer Joy, I believe Joy's producing tonight at another location. Joy, be sure and put a link to Jan Miller's website directly on my Twitter and Facebook so that we can give people that. And if you want to find his website, go to Google, type in student loan consultant, and you'll see him there. It is Miller Loan Consulting, student loan consulting. It is the first listing after the ads that appear. So you'll see Miller Student Loan Consulting. Just do a search, student loan consultant, and you'll have that come up in Google. Okay, so the questions are pouring in by email, but I will take one. I'll give one more opportunity here for callers. If you're listening and you want to jump right to the head of the line, we always put callers before emailers. So here we go, 877-317-6432. Your student loan problem, your student loan crisis or question, 877-317-6432, and you go right to the head of the line, 877-317-6432. We go back to the emails, Modesto, California. Jan says here that he has defaulted twice on his student loans. He's in collections, and he's been told that that's it, two strikes and you're out, and there's no hope for him should he relocate to Mexico. No, I added that last part. What are your thoughts here?
Well, sometimes what you're told is not always true, fortunately, in a circumstance. If he's defaulted twice, meaning that he's defaulted and then he rehabilitated the loan, and then he's defaulted again, then there actually is hope for him because there's two different ways to rehabilitate your loans. You can do a 9-month rehabilitation program, or you can do a default consolidation. So whichever one he hasn't done, he still can do.
Okay, that's good to know, because so there now, is there a limit to the number of defaults that you can have and then you're done, and then what happens to you after that? Do you go like to student loan prison somewhere with like Bernard Madoff?
I mean, that's the thing, is they're always going to, you know, try and work something out with you. It's you know, as I mentioned, they're generally, you know, two, like if you rehabilitate the loan, default again, and then he does a default consolidation. If he defaulted a third time, that's where it'd be a lot more difficult, but still not impossible. So there's actually, you know, hope for most people. And if you just continue to contact your, you know, your servicer, and in most cases, you're at the collection agency who's dealing with it. The difference between a collection agency for a federal student loan and that of a typical, you know, like a credit card that's defaulted, is that they have different guidelines they have to follow since they're federal loans. They're actually nicer to talk to, and they have more options available for you than you might think.
Okay, so, but I've also heard that they're not subject to the Fair Debt Collection Practices Act. Like, they can do more to you. And I've also read that some of these loans are actually being, like, farmed out to private collectors, so like guys with no teeth and Russian accents are coming after you.
Yeah.
Is that true?
There's some truth to that. It's a double-edged sword. So you're looking at more options, but more powerful, you know, enforcement as well. So they can garnish your wages without taking you to court or suing you or filing judgment, or take your tax return without asking. They can even go in and pull it out of your checking account in some circumstances. So it's the federal government, and owing them is never fun. It's like the IRS. But the collection agencies, yes, they do send them out to collection agencies. This is what I recommend to everybody who has a defaulted student loan. Call, just Google the default resolution group, and their phone number will be in there. It's the U.S. Department of Education's default resolution group. Call them up and tell them your Social Security number. They will tell you where the loan is and who you need to call, and that way you know you're calling the right place, and you'll get to the right company, and they will have options for you.
Okay, that's good to know, because with all these scams going out around, you know, who knows if you're even talking to the right person. Okay, so here we go. Baton Rouge, Louisiana. And their question is all about loan forgiveness, and it's pretty long here, but they mention the Peace Corps. They mention working for a school, a church. They've got a list of things here that they understand that if you do this, that you can wipe out the loans altogether. And they want to know, does this apply to every different type of student loans or only certain types of student loans?
If they're federal loans and you meet the qualifications, then those programs do apply. So even Parent Plus loans or the, you know, Stafford's consolidation loans, Grad Plus loans, and so on, Perkins loans, they do qualify for the what's called the Public Student Loan Forgiveness Program, which after 10 years of repayment, which is based off your income, they will forgive the remaining balance tax-free, which is the program that they're talking about. There's also a teacher forgiveness program, and it's a complex question, of course, because it varies depending on what you're doing and how much money you make and what your job is and so on. But a teacher forgiveness program that forgives up to $17,500 tax-free for teachers within 5 years. So there are many programs, and they are real. And my biggest advice on all these programs is that you should never pay for forgiveness, because there's companies out there that'll call you and say, hey, we can get your loan forgiven, but pay us this much money to do whatever.
You can pay for forgiveness, though.
You
can pay for forgiveness at the Catholic Church, though, I understand.
That's true.
I digress.
If that's still the case, yeah.
The Kennedys know that well. But any case, so this is fascinating to me, though, this whole loan forgiveness thing, because I have brought this up to people before, and they just give me the strangest look, Jan, like either I'm lying or I've been, you know, too many trips to the bar that night. This is such, it's like kind of a hidden thing that's out there, but people don't know about it. Because look, if you're a young person and you're graduating from college and you owe $100,000, $150,000, that may all seem like really terrible on the surface, but there are a lot of nonprofit jobs that actually pay pretty darn well that mm-hmm. you could go to work for, like a nonprofit organization, and still get a decent paycheck. And at the end of 10 years, whatever the remaining balance is disappears. Why is this not more widely known?
That's a good question. You know, even the income driven plans, I'm always surprised at how few people are aware of them. I think, you know, only about 30% of the people who qualify are actually in the programs. That doesn't mean just because you qualify, you should be in it, but it's kind of an example of just how many people are unaware of the help that's available to them. And I think people are, you know, so intimidated by student loans that they just don't even want to call. They don't want to, you know, who wants to call Sally Mae or Fed Loan Servicing? You know, those reps aren't always the best at, you know, they don't have the greatest communication skills. So they kind of turn a blind eye, or they sweep it under the rug, so to speak. And unfortunately, sometimes they don't actually address it until it's, you know, way past the point of no return.
And I want to apologize to all the other emailers. We just don't have time to get to any more of these questions. But you had your chance to call in, and you didn't do that, so you missed out. But in any case, Jan, in our final, let's say, 45 seconds here, tell people how they can get in touch with you. Of course, give out your phone number, tell them what you do, and give us a ballpark, if you feel comfortable, on how much that it costs to work with someone like you. Are we talking about thousands and thousands of dollars to talk to Jan Miller?
Good question. Yeah, so the easiest way to get, as you mentioned before, is get in touch with me is to Google student loan consultant, and that website is student-loan-consultant.com. You can also call me at 800-811-3162. That's 800-811-3162. On the website, you can schedule an appointment with me. It's the best way to do it. That way you know you're going to get a hold of me. It says click here to schedule right in the middle, and you can set up an appointment for whatever time is available.
And I'll and it's got a free consultation as well.
Yes, I offer free consultations, so I don't charge you unless I can help you.
Okay, and your name is Jan, and this is January, so it's a perfect time of year to get this all worked out. Jan Miller, student loan guru extraordinaire. Thank you so much, sir. Great to have you with us tonight. All right, folks, take advantage of this information. I mean, who knew that you could do all of this with your student loans? It's like the Ronco potato slicer. It slices, it dices. We'll be back next week. Talk to you then.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Attention taxpayers, if you've received a notice from the IRS or state, do not ignore it. It's also a big mistake to try and handle your tax problem on your own. If you owe back taxes, it's a fact that the government has the power to take everything you own, including your home, business, wages, savings, and your freedom. But here's the good news. There's a special toll-free tax hotline set up especially for you. This tax hotline will tell you about new programs that are geared to help you dramatically settle, reduce, or eliminate what you owe. But you have to call now. Take down this number or put it in your cell phone. But call 877-345-7645. That's 877-345-7645. When you call, you get free information on how you can reduce or eliminate back taxes, including penalties and interest. You can also be helped if you have unfiled returns, a tax lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you have been entered into a payment plan but can't make the payments. Don't make the big mistake in thinking you can ignore or handle your tax problem on your own. You can stop the collection process immediately at 1-877-345-7645. That's 1-877-345-7645. 1-877-345-7645.